It's already done. It's already finished. I'm already qualified. It's already finished. Yeah. It has been established. Established. Whatever I
it is already done. Whatever it is that you were calling in for these 9 days, whatever it is that you have been texting on the prayer line, whatever it is that you've been asking for us to touch and agree with, it is already done. It is already established. You are already qualified. Before we even came to the pavement for these 9 days, God had already claimed for us the victories that we will receive this day and all the days forward. So welcome, welcome, welcome. That was the friend of the movement, Ja'Kaylin Carr. Thank her so much for helping us to usher in this 9 days. We are on the last nine of Girl Trek's 9 day prayer trek. I am Vanessa. I am joined as always on the line by Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning. Good morning, sunshine. Can you hear me?
I can.
My Solox is over the microphone and the wind is high here. Girl, I'm going to tell you how God is using you because, I'm home, y'all, South Carolina, and my flight landed at like midnight, and so I had to drive from Savannah, and it was like an hour, girl, and I played that song over and over and by the time I turned down my street, by the time I turned down my seaside road, I said, if it's mine, I want it. If it's mine, I want it. the kingdom of heaven, if it's mine, I want it. And I was in worship, and then I got on this phone. I was like, ain't no way, God. Ain't no way out of the bounty and the portfolio of songs that Vanessa Garrison knows. Ain't no way she done picked this one to close it out. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for you. I thank God for this moment. Yeah. And if it's mine, I want it. Not now. I mean, not later, not in the past. I'm talking about right today, right now. Right now.
Tyreen, let's give people one more minute of this song. Y'all, wherever you are right now, put everything that's in your hands down. Stop, pull the car over on the side of the road if you're in the car listening. If you are out walking, get yourself to a safe place. And for 1 minute, we are going to absolutely let praise rain down and call it in. If it's yours, you want it. It is claimed. It is established. Tyreen, give us one more minute so that every single woman can stand in the same agreement that Morgan and I are standing in.
established. God, qualify me for the banker in heaven has approved me already. The judge in heaven has taken care of my case. Somebody say it's already established, 'cause he qualified you for it. Stop worrying about it. Stop stressing about it. You better know who you are tonight. You are the child of the King. He is already taking care of it. He is already taking care of it. It's already good. Oh, it's already finished. Oh, I'm already qualified. Oh, it's already finished. Now you open your mouth and say,
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, and by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. God, we come to you today and say thank you for bringing every single woman from every single far reach of this earth to this call, for this message, for this union, for this sisterhood, for this healing. Let every word that is spoken be a word that is of your will, God. Let every request that is made be heard by you, God. And let every woman on this call walk away saying, yes, I was transformed. We say these things to be true. Amen. Y'all, you already know the drill. You're going to have to star 9 on this last day. We're going to have to star 9 so that we can get a few women's voices in to tell us what has been established for them over these last 9 days. And then after we bring a few voices in, and Tyreen, I know this is a little bit of a switch, but I really feel like we got to bring the women in right now. We're going to bring the women in. And then after we bring a few voices in, we're going to have our friends. I don't know how long you've known them, Morgan, but man, I feel like Truth Table has shown up for Girl Trek in the Gap for years. But we're going to have the host, Dr. Christina Edmison. She's a former trauma therapist and college dean. We're going to have her partner, Akimini Yuan, who's a public theologian and fierce fashionista. Yes, that's what she said. Put it in her bio. They are Black Christian women who love truth, who seek it out, whatever it leads. They share their perspective on politics, race, culture, entertainment, and gender on their very popular podcast, Truth Table Podcast, built by Black women and for Black women. Then 2023, they released their Truth Table book, Truth Table, Black Women's Musings on Life, Love, and Liberation. It was nominated for an Image Award. They've won the Black Christian Influencer Podcast of the Year Award. They've been named the Best Black Religious Spirituality Podcast by the Black Podcasting Awards. And I can't actually think of two women better prepared to come on these 9 days, and they have both lesson plan for us and prayer plan for us to help us close out self-control, which I genuinely, this Morgan, I was like, I got to ask them first, genuinely, what is the difference between self-control and self-discipline? Because control over something and discipline over something are very different things in my mind. And I know that sometimes like the scriptures use them interchangeably. So I'm super excited to actually have them on and to hear the knowledge that they have to share. But before we do that, we got to bring some women in, Star 9, and also just a reflection from you, from me, just like how has this 9 days worked for you in your life in any sort of way?
Thank you for that, V. Oh, girl. The spirit is so high, and I am just so grateful. Thank you. Thank you, God. I just am so grateful. Like, I am... Ooh, I could not have planned it. Ooh, y'all know them kind of weeks where you're like, how, what, when did this, how could it possibly? I mean, it just, oh my God. So I would have never imagined that I would have been back in the place of my birth for this walk, this spiritual walk that we've been on, you know? I would have never imagined that. I haven't been back to Wichita, Kansas. I haven't been to Oklahoma. I haven't been, some of you know, my family was there for Black Wall Street. I haven't been in that in a long time. And so my daughter's up story rang real different in them streets. And as I talked to my family about, I am Morgan, daughter of Carol, daughter of Letha, daughter of Willie, daughter of Sarah, I saw Sarah's picture for the first time. I heard Sarah's tragic story. Tragic story. She was murdered at my exact age. I learned that Willie was her daughter and watched and cared for her as she died. I learned why her daughter, my grandmother, acted the way she did. I learned why my mother didn't trust men. And I learned that the most powerful words in the Daughters of Mantra that we do is I am. I am Morgan. Because no matter where you came from and no matter what you have been through, the I am that I am is in you. And this day, you can start fresh. This day, you can walk anew. This day, you can practice every single one of those fruit of God's Holy Spirit. This day, you can create a new reality. If it's mine, I want it. Every single day is new grace. If you acted like your mama yesterday, today you can say, I am Morgan. And as we have a collective vision and a faithfulness, we cannot get there until we walk in the I am and decide exactly who we want to be every single day. Nothing else matters. Not our triumphant history, not our brilliant future. If you are not walking in the fruit of the Spirit every day, nothing else matters. And it has been such a call out. And I am so grateful. Like I am
just, yes, instead of the 1.5.
I am so grateful. I don't know whose man is in the background, but
sorry, no, I'm walking. I'm going to walk down the street
there. Like, yeah. Hi y'all. Hi neighbors. yeah, and I am just so grateful for it. I have never felt so present. I have never felt so held, so surrendered, so full, so completely demolished, and so completely stood up and held up. So that has been my reflection. We said we were going to get in the best shape of our lives, and I knew for me it was spiritual health, and I knew that there was no way we could go to this next level where, y'all, this care crusade we're about to unleash, generations from now, they will talk about it. I know it for sure. I know the moral arc of the universe is long and it bends toward justice. And I know that we are in that bend right now in this lifetime. And I know that we will experience joy and justice. I know it. I already see it. It is already done. And still, nothing matters unless we reconcile our souls. Nothing matters unless we feel good and energized and whole and blessed and anointed and just fired up in the day today. We have to create a new story. We can't stay there. So every day I'm gonna just practice them fruit. That's hard. Them fruit is hard. I'm gonna practice that love, that kindness, that peace, that joy, that gentleness, that goodness, that self-control and self-discipline. What, all of it. All of it, that faith. Every day, just figuring out how to try those on. And with every single person that, you know, that those can show up, those can go before you. It's just my prayer and my hope. So that has been my reflection for the 9 days. What about you?
I've had a couple of reflections. One, that this community is exactly what we ever dreamed it would be, which is women who are not following our lead, but who are walking alongside of us, who are sometimes ahead of us, and we're being led by them, who are, it is a true movement and sisterhood in the truest sense of the word. And I have just been reminded of that over and over and over again. And I have felt the spiritual upliftment and teaching and prayers of the women who have come to this call. And I felt like even when we haven't heard women's voices, like the meditations of their hearts, I have heard. And it has just been confirmation for me that the movement is strong, is vibrant, and was called from some other place deeper than you and I. Yes, from our imagination, our vision, our partnership, our work, but also actually just planted from God, from Holy Spirit, dreamed of from the ancestors, already designed generations ago. So I just, and I have felt that over these 9 days. And then personally, it's just felt like confirmation that I'm prepared. And I have felt prepared for the conversations. I have felt prepared for the teachings. I have felt prepared to lean into the hard parts and the good parts. I have felt prepared to hold the all of the grappling, you know, and I have felt prepared for it. And that has felt just like an absolute blessing. And then I have just felt deep gratitude for you and I, and our ability to just come here every day and talk. And y'all, this is our real job. And also it's something bigger than that. And so I just feel gratitude for the platform and gratitude that we can do it, you know, that we can do it. Because I know that there have been times where I have probably couldn't have done it. And there is some women who couldn't have done it, but that we can do this every day and get up and be honest and have conversation and to do it publicly. And so I have felt grateful that we feel comfortable to do that. And it's just been a blessed time these 9 days. Really have. And we got like 10 at least 10 women with their hands raised who I know got a testimony, y'all. We got to definitely keep these testimony services short, okay? Because I want to get in more than 2 or 3 voices before we have our Truth Table win come in. We want to end before we get to the 10 o'clock hour, of course, but also we got some time. We got some time. And Cynthia just texted me. She said, don't forget the church winner. I promised Cynthia somewhere in between these callers, we will get our last 9 church winner in there too. Thank you, sister, for the reminder. But yeah, I want to open up the lines and I want to hear from some of the women just how they feel. I get so giddy and excited every time I hear a new woman's name and a new city. So especially if you have had your microphone down and something is just on your spirit and on your heart and you want to come into this conversation, like *9.
I think I unmuted myself.
Oh, you on? All right. Look, Terry, like that. Oh, yes, ma'am. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from and what's your testimony?
Revolutionary Raina from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hi, Revolutionary Raina. What's your testimony?
A walk came at a time I didn't really want to have to go through, in a separation and a very difficult divorce. Air Trek has offered me, and I have experienced, is realignment within myself, with God, and the community of sisters that I have around me supporting me. And I just want to say thank y'all for being obedient, things that you do. Trek, I was really sad I missed out on the call the other day, but I really love the fact that you love us so much that you respected that probably not be replayed. So I appreciate that, even though I felt I missed out. Grateful for Girl Trek and the whole community. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Raina. Thank you. Bring in another voice, another woman. And prayers to every single woman going through a transition in her relationship. Trust that you can be on the other side of it and there will be joy and happiness and new love and potentially even reconciliation.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, sister. What's your name?
I don't know if you can hear me. I didn't think I would be unmuted. But I'm Angela in Arkansas.
We can hear you, Angela.
Oh, okay. All right, well, what I wanted to say was just Girl Trek helped me to get back on track. I stopped walking about 3 years ago, and it just helped me to come back to peace, which I think is every part of the fruit of the Spirit. It all leads you to peace. And so being a part of this movement has really just reminded me that I am supposed to be the peace, whether it's around me or not. And so I wanted to read this in regards to the song that was just played. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. That's 2 Corinthians 4:7. And now he has made us and prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Holy Spirit as a pledge, a guarantee, a down payment on the fulfillment of his promise. So then being always filled with good courage and confident hope, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confident belief in God's promises. We are, as I was saying, of good courage and confident hope, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Therefore, whether we are at home, on earth, or away from home and with him, it is our constant ambition to be pleasing to him. And so I feel like this goes along with self-control and everything that we're doing in our life. And what Girl Trek does as a movement is that it's faith that keeps us moving. And even if we have different stories at different times, we all are meeting the same goal. And that's to get to the promises, which has already been a down payment. God has already put that down payment down. And so we can rejoice in it. We can be hopeful. And we can thank God every single day, even when troubles are around us, when we're distressed and we're perplexed, that we know we have this down payment, which is the promise that God made, and nothing can stop it. And so I just wanted to say that, and I thank you all for allowing me to be a part of something that's so great, and that's going to come to generations to come. And I'm not just walking for me, but I'm walking for every generation that comes behind me. And so I'm not just walking just to be free in me, but I want everyone to be free that's connected to me. So I pray that we all just continue in that. And thank you again.
Ooh, Angela from Arkansas. Ooh, you better preach the whole word. Thank you for the down payment. God, that, every time I say my daughter's up there, I'll be like, it'd be some hefty down payment that made for me. Hefty down payment. Oh, I thank you. And I also present my body as a living sacrifice for the generations that come after. So I thank you for that word. It is so beautiful. And peace be unto you. Peace, 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 peace. That's wonderful. You can take another caller.
Yes. Yeah.
Rising. My name's Latonya in Richmond, Virginia.
Hi there, Latonya in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, hallelujah. I give thanks. Excuse me. I promised myself to unmute this morning. And I just got to say thank you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank God for Girl Trek. I don't even know where to start my testimony, but I'm going to start right where I am, and it's already done, and just knowing that it's already done, these 9 days, I promised myself to walk lies with Girl Trek, and I've been, my good sis introduced me to Girl Trek some years ago, and I would ride my bike in the mornings and just cry and listen and be like, how they know me? Why is this always for me? Every Girl Trek, oh, sis, did you hear Girl Trek? If you didn't hear that day, go back and listen. And it's just been such a blessing to me. And so I just have to say thank you. And yesterday you made a call to say, hey, what are you going to do? What is your platform? And I've been challenged with that. I've been really, I don't want to use the word struggle, but I've been struggling with what's next for me. And I know in this body and wellness and healing and the ancestors and everything is just lining up. And I just give thanks for these 9 days that I was just able to walk and pray and listen and all that goes on and hear the love that you all have for each other and for us and the dedication, the commitment. And knowing that I have it in me and I have a call in my life and I'm ready to answer it. And it's already done. So I just want to say thank you.
Can I chime in here, sister, and say you are so beautiful and your spirit is so vulnerable and so present and it's so warm. And I'm just so grateful that you're a part of this movement. And how do we know you? Because we are not our sister's keeper. We are our sisters. Like, girl, everything you're going through, we're going through. A little bit to what Vanessa was saying earlier, that we walk side by side, that on any given time, you're the, like birds that are in a V, you're at the point, and we coasting off you. You understand what I mean? And so when you need support, maybe you could coast off of me, or maybe you could coast off of me. And I'm saying, like, this is what movement is. And all of those other models of this hierarchical, all that kind of stuff is not even real to us. We are a community. We are a circle. We are a powerful, powerful kind of pod of sisters. And so that's the first thing. And then the second thing I wanted to say to you is that your service is making sure that you are caring for yourself. That is the first vision. And it has been so clear to me, Vanessa, I woke up this morning thinking about the Tubman Doctrine. And I was like, okay, so many of these fruit of the Spirit can be done in relationship to other people. You can be kind to other people. You could be joyful when you have a party. You can, you know, practice peace when people are acting up. You can do all sorts of things in relationship to other people. But can you cultivate peace when nobody's watching? Can you cultivate goodness inside to tell yourself the truth? Can you cultivate love when love ain't around? And so when I think about Harriet Tubman, and I think about how she, that's what she did. And when she did that, she said there was a glory over everything. And that glory is the vision. And you have it, sister. And so if you don't think of a near another thing to do for the Girl Trek movement, finding and locating that glory over yourself is the first step of the Tubman Doctrine. And it is enough. And I guarantee you, when you, I feel like, shout, I'm telling you, I met with a funder yesterday, and he saw this black girl. We was walking through the park, and he saw this black girl. He was like, have you heard of her? This is Girl Check. They do what? He goes, you can even listen and walk live with her. And then he goes, they kind of proselytize sometimes, but I think, and I was like, say it. I was like, say it. Whatever. What? I'll be that. Because I'm just telling y'all, when you find the glory over your life, then you pass it on. And you are undeniable, then you do your other service. So this is the prerequisite. And I am grateful that you said that. So it's going to come. You keep focusing and pouring into yourself, and it's going to come. Whatever you're meant to be, whatever purpose over your life, whatever imagination, wild and free, that God would have you to do, like, it is coming. It is coming. It is done.
Thank you, Sister Tyree. Let's take one last caller before we invite our Truth Table women in to come and work us through this last fruit. I think this is the platform, Morgan. I have really been meditating on it, and I'm just like, we need a regular space where the women could just tell us what they feel in and talk to each other, y'all. So we're going to think about that.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm Megan Dorsey. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. And this has just been the most awesome week, you know, on the call, not necessarily in my life, because my life is all over the place. Like, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I was sent on a mission to come back home to Jackson, Mississippi, which, if you've heard anything about Jackson, Mississippi, is probably not the best things that you've heard. And I didn't know why I was coming here. I knew my family was here, and I knew that much. But when I got here, it's just the sisterhood. It's just people understanding the struggle of being a Black woman in this world, trying to make it, and them being there. And so I'm just grateful that you can have found this community. And people that kind of align with that purpose and that vision, because that's what I came here to do. I came here to help other women know where to find truth, where to turn to. And this group has been that for me, and I'm just very grateful for that, and I guess that'll be my testimony.
Thank you, sister. And shout out to, hopefully you are connected with all of the women in Jackson, Mississippi. It's been one of our, who've been walking alongside of us literally since the beginning. It's been one of our flagship cities, led by the leadership of Cynthia Thompson and Tess Bell, and our girl Monica Cato Brown, and Denise Landing. There's just so many women whose names I'm thinking of right now who have been organizing in and around Jackson and the surrounding city. So just want to uplift them and say hopefully you are connected to that community.
I also want to shout out that we have such a diverse community of faithful women who are putting feet to their prayers. whether you Hotep, and like that last sister was like Grand Rising. I was like, we in for it. Come on. Come on, Grand Rising. I know how you break. Right. Come on. How you going to break it down? What's the mathematics? Right. And then coming for, to a sister now who's in the Church of Latter-day Saints. And I'm just thinking, this is a special thing.
It's a radical.
Special thing. It is radical that people, you know, I'll make this quick because I want to hear from Truth Table. I met with my brother yesterday for the first time in a couple of years since I moved to Africa. And my brother will be the first to tell you he got a testimony that has all kinds of beautiful twists and turns with addiction and all sorts of things. And he back. He looking good. He was like, hey. And so we went for a walk. You'd be proud of us if we went for a walk. We had a good old time. And he was really grappling with the Bible. He was like, it don't add up, sister. It don't add up. He was, you know how your brother is. He was just like, all this stuff. And he was like, so you saved now. So you saved. And I didn't know how to answer because, you know, I was drinking gin the day before. So I was just like, I said, you know what, brother? Whatever works for you to live your best life, that's what God wants for you. And that's kind of the way, like whatever allows you to put one foot in front of the other every single day and move forward in hope and open your door and have faith and hope and joy and peace. However you get there, whatever you call it, that's what I think has been radical about like all of it. I think that's what was radical about Jesus. He wasn't judging people. But that might be somebody's conviction right now. That might be somebody's conviction right now. So I'm just saying, like, I'm so grateful that young and old, all across, somebody was in Canada, the churches in Canada, that I know people walking in Africa, all over the country of the United States, all different faiths, all different walks of life, believers and non-believers.
Yeah.
Believers and non-believers are stepping out on faith like, I don't believe none of this, but I'm about to go for a walk today. Well, we got you. We got you. You're out here hoping with your feet. So I just thank God for that. I thank God for this form for me to be fully myself, Vanessa, for you to be fully yourself, and for everybody to feel the kind of radical welcome that Girl Trek, that's the only thing we believe in, is radical welcome and love. Truth and joy. Okay,
right.
We're leaving a lot, but that's the first one. All right, y'all.
All right, we are going to announce our church crew winner, and I want to say we're announcing two because with integrity, I got a list on the first day that had 9 churches, but then when I couldn't access the list, I got another name who Cynthia had prayed over, and so really there was 10 names that God called into the space, and I was just like, I can't leave this other lady off. So this is the two churches that's going to win. The first is Shanita Johnson, and Shanita Johnson is with New Life Covenant Church in Southeast in Chicago, Illinois. And then the last church is India McDuffie. She's the crew leader, and her church is Victory Walk Ministries in Bentonville, South Carolina. So shout out to New Life Covenant Southeast Church in Chicago, Illinois, led by Shanita Johnson. And shout out to Victory Walk Ministries in Bentonville, South Carolina, led by India McDuffie. You are our last church crew winners. Thank you so much to the church community for how you have shown up and organized y'all and walked with us for these 9 days. And now let's bring in our friends. Let's bring in Truth Table. Let's bring in Dr. Christina Edmondson and Akimini Yuan. Let's bring them onto this conversation. Are you there with us, sisters?
We are here. We are here. Thank you all so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you all so much. Y'all are play cousins at this point. Glad to be here.
Aww. So we are great.
Hey,
we are grateful.
Hey, Christina. Hey, y'all.
Hey y'all. We are so grateful for what your organization does from day to day, impacting the lives and the wellness of Black women. And so we have been positively impacted by your organization. And we just pray blessings over you, your organization, but you as individual women. We pray blessings over each of you. And we're just grateful for the opportunity just to share a little bit. I'll start off and then I'll kick it over to Akimini to talk about this particular fruit of the spirit, which is actually a controversial fruit, y'all. Self-control is a controversial fruit of the spirit. And I want to contextualize it just a little bit as the sisters are walking, that the reason why it was so radical that we hear this in the text, this idea that one of the fruit of the spirit, along with goodness and faithfulness, gentleness, is self-control, is because the time period of when this is being stated to those believers, control dominates their lives, but not a godly control. an empire control, a wicked control. And many of us are right now wrestling through the wounds of people who tried to control us. We know what happens when there is not self-control and control of our own desires versus someone not using control to dominate us. We know the negative consequences of self-control not being in someone else's lives. We know what it means to have a parent who didn't use self-control, so their words were harmful to us. We know what it means to maybe have someone in our lives who did not use self-control, and so their touch and their attitude and their ways were harmful to us. We know what it means to live in a society where people did not use self-control, and so there are systems and practices of injustice. So we know the wages of not having self-control. And God invites us to bear this fruit of self-control, not only for our good, but for the good of our neighbors, for the good of society. So this word self-control is a word that we can invite into our lives. We don't have to fear it. We don't have to fear self-control, right? And the self-control that we're invited to lives under this larger umbrella of the sovereignty of God, God's control. Now, God's control doesn't necessarily put us at ease. What good is it if God is in control if God's character is in kindness and gentleness and graciousness? But it is. So God's control and God's power and God's sovereignty hold hands with God's mercy and kindness and goodness and love. Those things work together. And that gives us peace that God is in control, but it is a God who is good and means good for us. And so I want to invite us into a short time of just meditating on the scriptures. And I mean literally meditating. I invite you right now to notice your breathing. As you are walking, as you're sitting, as you're moving your body, notice your breath. You have one breath in this moment, a gift that has been given to you from God. I'm asking you to notice it without judging it, without critiquing it. Maybe you're breathing hard because you're walking hard. That's okay. But I want you to notice that breath going in and going out, going in and going out. And as you notice your breath, not inviting you to judge it, but just to notice it, I want to read these words over us today. These are words from Holy Scripture, and they give us an opportunity to know more and more about how God sees us as the apple of God's eye. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. Deep breath in, slow breath out. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. Deep breath in. Slow breath out, and to live self-controlled lives, not needing to control our neighbor, not needing to control anyone else, but controlling ourselves. Deep breath in, slow breath out, and receive this reflection from the psalmist. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, certainly, guaranteed by the power of God, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Gracious God, would you cause us to bear the fruit of the Spirit? Would you water us with your word and your spirit, that we might grow these deep, deep roots of godliness, a type of godliness that shows up in a way in which we don't seek to control and dominate others, but yet we discipline ourselves so that we can be women of love and compassion and justice seeking and doing, Lord. Would you, great gardener of on high, would you cause us to bear the fruit of the Spirit? This is your good work in us and through us. And so we seek your face now to bear this fruit in us. Amen and amen. And I want to hand it over to Akimini now.
Amen, amen, my sister. It's so good to be with y'all this morning and on this closing day of the 9-day prayer trek. You know, the last and final fruit of the Spirit, you know, is self-control. And I love that the fruits of the Spirit are bookended by love and self-control. If you look at the list on Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23, you'll see the fruits of the Spirit starts with love, and the last one is self-control. And the two reasons why I love this is that the first is that love is what undergirds all of the fruits of the Spirit. And the second is that because I love God, we love God, we love ourselves, and we exercise self-control out of love for God, ourselves, and for love for our neighbor, okay? You know, self-control is the ability to control one's passions and desires. You know, Vanessa, to answer your question, it is self-mastery. It is self-discipline. They're used synonymously. In self-control, if I had to put a text on it, I think that it would echo the words found in 1 Corinthians 6:12. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. So when we think about self-control, I can't help but think about the Garden of Eden. So I go back to Genesis, y'all. I go back to Genesis 1 through 3. And in Genesis 3, it actually records the first instance where we see the absence of self-control and the ways that we have all been impacted by a lack of self-control. Christina did a great job of showing the ways that we have experienced the lack of self-control from family, from friends, maybe ways that we've exhibited that. But our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, they actually lacked self-control in that garden. Because God said to Adam in Genesis 2:16, he said, you are to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die. And that is what happened, y'all. In Genesis 3, as a result of Adam and Eve's lack of self-control, sin entered the world. And now we live with the wages of their sin, of lack of self-control, right? We see all manner of oppression. Black women make 64 cents compared to a dollar that every white man makes. Oppression. Black women experience higher rates of mortality and death. We die to give birth. That is a result of oppression, the sin of oppression. We see racism, we see violence, we see sickness. You turn on the news, you see it. You see the ways that sin has corrupted, you know, our world. We get bad news reports. We get bad health reports sometimes, right? And so we are walking in order to combat that, right? In order to lower our blood pressure, in order to improve, you know, our heart health. You know, we are fighting for our lives out here. We see that and we feel that. We lock our doors at night for a reason, y'all. We experience the impact of that sin. But God set a boundary for Adam and Eve. Only one. They could eat of any tree in the garden, including the tree of life, yet they chose death. They chose to eat from the knowledge of good and evil. So sisters, when God sets boundaries for us, God does that because boundaries protect what is sacred. And my sister, God loves us. Our fellowship with God is sacred. Your life is sacred. Your mind is sacred. Your body is sacred. Your soul is sacred. Our sisterhood is sacred. And God honors our entire being as sacred and precious, so precious that he sent Jesus to die for our souls and bodies so that we would not die but have eternal life. And at the moment that we believe, just as the sister testified earlier, the Holy Spirit dwells within and we have a deposit that we know that we are God's. And the Holy Spirit comes to dwell into our bodies. You know, that's how you know how sacred and how serious God takes our very lives. And what I love so much about God is that God does not require of us what God himself has not done. Do you know that at this very moment, Jesus himself is exercising self-control? He promised in Matthew 26:29 that he would not drink of the cup of communion, of the cup of the vine, y'all. Jesus said he will not drink of the cup of communion, of the cup of the vine, until we are all united with Jesus Christ in God's kingdom. Right now, Jesus is exercising self-control. So we, as his beloved daughters, we now have the power to exercise self-control because it's the Holy Spirit that's working in us to do this. We can't do this in our own strength. Morgan, you already said that it's hard to do. We can't do this. We cannot will ourselves into love, into peace, into joy, into gentleness, into goodness, into faithfulness, into self-control. We just cannot do that. We need the help of the Spirit. And I'm so glad that when we believe on Jesus, we have the Spirit within us and we're able to produce this fruit. So why don't I go ahead and pray for us, and then we can hear from you, my sisters. Oh, Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You who have set your glory above the heavens, it is you who knew us and knit us in our mother's womb. In your infinite wisdom, you made us a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned us with glory and honor. Forgive us of our sins, for the times we have lived according to the flesh instead of the Spirit. Because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we have a song that the angels can't sing, a song of salvation, a song of grace, a song of mercy, a song of redemption. God, I thank you for the boundaries you have given us in your word, because boundaries protect what is sacred. And we know that the boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places for us. So let us put off every weight that ensnares us: envy, jealousy, licentiousness, selfish ambition, sexual immorality, greed, and the like. Lord, may we be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bears fruit in due season. Let us bear the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these, there is no law. And in the words of the poet Gwendolyn Brooks, we are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond. May we bear so much fruit that not yet believers would pick from our fruit tree so that they can taste and see that the Lord is good, because they've eaten of the fruits of the Spirit which abound in our lives. And when we pick of each other's fruit trees, there is no depletion or lack, because there is only abundance in you. The Spirit continues to produce the fruits of the Spirit in love. Thank you for the sisters who have joined the Girl Check movement, who have committed to honoring their bodies by walking 30 minutes a day outside to enjoy your creation in love and solidarity with one another and for the good of our people. God, I lift up to you Morgan and Vanessa. God, I pray, oh God, continue to endow them with wisdom, that you would endow them with love, that you would make manifest the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. God, I pray that your healing virtue would pass through their bodies, through their minds, through their souls, oh God, through their very beings, oh God. Continue to give them vision for the future of Girl Trek, oh God. And may you be the one that upholds this movement as you uphold them, oh God, in your righteous right hand, God. Have your way. Be glorified in our lives. I pray all of this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And God,
amen.
As Akimity lifted up both Morgan and Vanessa, we just want to echo a specific blessing over them and this organization. Merciful and gracious God, we know right now that what they are doing is a part of a divine assignment to bless your daughters. And we know that there are forces and there are people who are against these things. And so we pray right now for a divine protection over them. We pray for a hedge of protection over this organization and over each of these women. Protect their bodies, their minds, their souls, their relationships. And I pray right now, God, that maybe the prayers that they have stopped praying, the ones that have dust on them, that you would go into that shelf of prayers and that you would breathe life onto those things and that you would bless each of them with the desires of their heart that they have stopped praying for. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that as you ascended into heaven, your hands were outstretched as the great high priest, and you are still praying for us right now. So the things that they have not echoed out of their mouths, the things that they dare not even say yet out loud, I ask that you see about those things. come by here, dear Lord, and see about these two, your daughters, who have poured out and poured out and poured out and poured out. So would you fill them to full? Would you give them double for their trouble? Would you bless them in ways that shock them? Would you blow their mind even yet in 2023, Lord God? Would you make it clear to them that you see them and that you love them? We thank you for all that they're doing in this work. And we thank you for each woman who prayed this week, the different leaders, particularly around the United States, these Black women who served so faithfully during this prayer line. We pray a blessing on each of those women now, a blessing on their ministries, a blessing on their families, a blessing on their hopes, a blessing on their goals, oh God, a blessing on their physical body and health. And may our bodies be given over to you as a living sacrifice, holy, set apart to be used by you for your good work and good intentions in this world. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Double for the trouble. Listen, I'll give me a double for the trouble bumper sticker. Amen, amen. Y'all was spitting. It was like two MCs. I was like, come on, this is the self-control MC hour. It was so good. I can't wait to listen again. Thank you, Akimini. Thank you, Christina. Oh my God.
Yes, thank you, both of you, sisters. Yes, thank
you.
The prayers are just so felt. Thank
you,
thank you, thank you. I want to share one correction before we wrap up. I announced one of the wrong church winners, but y'all is paying attention out there, okay, y'all? So look, the church winner that I actually forgot was Christina Burgos with Destiny Together Church in Fort Dodge, Iowa. And so shout out to Coach Robin and Cynthia and all the people who reminded me, because it wasn't New Life Covenant who already won on day one. So Cynthia will follow up with all of our church winners. Morgan, it's the
end. Thank you for joining us. I know. Y'all, listen, it's the end, but it's the beginning. Thanksgiving is coming. Thanksgiving is coming, y'all. And you already know that the biggest tradition in Girl Trek, outside of Harriet House parties on March 10th, it might be bigger, I don't know, our Black Family 5Ks. Y'all, if you've been wanting to do it, now is the time to prepare. You got to just get yourself ready, get your mom ready first. I don't know if the website up. Is the website up, more coming, Vanessa?
Well, let me tell you, yes. Shout out to the team. Not only is everything ready, but in your inbox, as a finishing celebration, you will receive a self-guided 21-day gratitude trek that can keep you walking. Because yes, we did 9 days, but did you know if you keep going to the magic number of 21 in Girl Trek, we consider that to be the most powerful thing you can do for habit formation.
Yes.
And we earn what we call Girl Trek Go to Shoelaces. And we know so many of you were new. And so you are on day 9, but we are sending out the 21-day gratitude trek. It is a beautiful self-guided challenge. It has really fun daily prompts for all of us to lean into.
Beautiful.
As we walk. It has some social media so that we can share. And that challenge is the bridge between this 9-day prayer trek and that Black Family 5K. And so as you are organizing,
don't be
your
at the Black Family
5K.
No, you need to train, y'all. We got
to
train for the Black Family
5K.
Train in gratitude first, and then train in cardiovascular strength second, so you ain't out there wheezing.
That's right. That's right. So check your inbox. You will get everything that you need to keep walking. We will be sharing our walks on social media, and we will be starting to organize around the Black Family 5K.
For those of you who are new, the Black Family 5K is a tradition that we do. So we sit down and we break bread with our families, and we want to also move, because as we talked about before, inactivity really is deadly in our families and isolation. So we want to have a communal activity that we do. And it is your own 5K. You don't have to go nowhere. You can print out the bibs. You can sign up your family. It's free, $99. You can get shirts. We sell the shirts at cost. You don't need to have the shirts, but if you want to, the shirts is cute. I saw them, y'all.
Shout out to Neons, and the shirts is cute this year. So I'm telling y'all, you can get the shirts. We sell them very affordably for your family. And listen, you can invest. You can put the down payment down, like that sister said, on the shirts. And then if they pay you, they do. If they pay you, they don't. If they don't, it's a Christmas present. And then you print out the bibs, and then you route out a 5K in your neighborhood, and then on Thanksgiving, on the Friday after, on the Saturday after, maybe even the Sunday morning after in spiritual practice, whatever day works for your family, whether there's three of you or whether there's 300 of you, we invite you to do a Black Family 5K. And please, please, please take pictures. Please share it using hashtag GirlTrek. And we are super, I'm sure there's a Black Family 5K hashtag too. So I'm excited about that. And in order to do that, we're going to keep on walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, y'all. Vanessa and her team have created a beautiful challenge, 21 days. Somebody told me the other day, Girl Check be giving prizes. And I was like, we do? She was talking about them golden shoelaces. If you do 21 days, you go to girltrek.org and you just put your name down for Claim the Victory, and you can get some golden shoelaces, which are cute and are in my Nikes. They're very cute. So 21 days is habit formation. That's when you know that you know that you know that you are on the right path of saving your own life through daily activity. So we are so excited, y'all, that you prayed with us. Vanessa, I'm so grateful for you. Team, I am so grateful for every single person who had a hand in making this happen. And every single person, you know, there's so many unsung heroes in Girl Trek, and our national team at large is the hardest working team I have ever been a part of. They are all individually leaders, people like Monica, who leads our care line. They're just individual leaders, to Siobhan, who be getting all the flights lined up, who be getting all the, and then be packing up all the stuff in the office and do it driving over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like these beautiful human beings who have talked about being a living sacrifice, who have said, here I am, send me, so that I can be of service to this great movement. And I am grateful for every single one of you. So thank you so much, everybody. Vanessa, thank you so much.
Yes. Happy 9 days, y'all. We're going to close out with a little song and meditation.
I need you to lay your hands on your neighbor's shoulder and tell them something good. Make them look you in the eye. Tell them something God. No, you got to use your preacher voice. Look at them again and say something God. Let me prophesy. Something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. Something God is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. You say it. Something God is about to take place. Say something good is about to happen. You can't have it if you won't say it. Say it's about to take place. Listen, something good is about to happen. Something good is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. Something good is about to happen. Now listen. It's gonna be good. God told me to prophesy. It's gonna be God. Tell somebody, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be God. Hey, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be God. Something good, something good is about to happen.
Something good.
Something. can't have it if you won't say it. One more time, say it. Something God.